This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. If you like, those numbers are available to you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm, and that's a way you can get on the air and sound almost like you're in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
They've gone after one of our own, Mark.
Well, yeah? What's that mean?
They being a group of people calling themselves the Town of Belmont.
All right.
This is a town in the Lakes region of New Hampshire.
Okay.
And they're going after...
It's a group of ordinary people that have...
No, they are not ordinary people. They are men and women who have the ability to take things from others without any kind of real accountability or punishment for that, to threaten other individuals, peaceful individuals, like our longtime listener and supporter, Michael Sylvia, who also happens to be the 2018 Liberty Representative of the Year, State Rep Liberty, something or other like that. Anyway, he won the award.
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is,
Representative of the Year, basically, for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which means that he is the top most liberty, according to their rating system, which they rate every legislator in New Hampshire. There's over 400 state legislators and senators here in New Hampshire. There's 400 reps and 24 senators. Mike is one of the state reps, and he won, and he deserved it. He's long time been an A-plus rated rep, and this year he actually got the most coveted. You know, A-plus is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But to be the top Liberty rep, he got it, and he deserved it. So congratulations to him. And in order to, punish him
Let's celebrate
all of the good work that he's been doing, because no good deed goes unpunished, the town of Belmont has come at him with threats of $275 per day in fines, which they are trying to levy against him since, I believe, mid-August of this year. So, you know, you do the math. It's already been more than a month since mid-August of this year. So it's a lot of money. That's several thousand dollars already. And they're saying they want him to pay up. They want him to pay attorney's fees. They want him to pay up big time.
What has he done? What is this horrible crime of which he is guilty?
They are alleging, Mark, that he is living on his property.
Uh-huh. That's what I do.
They are alleging that
actually,
he
I
is...
I live on somebody else's, some entity's property, but all right.
They are alleging that he is living on his property without having asked their permission first. See, the property, apparently, before he purchased it in 2011, there was a main house that burned down.
Okay.
And allegedly, the septic system took damage as well and became inoperable. So the town is alleging that they believe that Mike Sylvia is living in his garage, which did not burn down on that property, and or, depending on the time of year, living in an RV parked next to the garage.
Okay.
In a driveway.
Is that the property he uses to be a state rep in New Hampshire?
From what I've read, it is.
All right, then he's all but admitted that that's the case, right?
Well, I mean, they haven't proven, you know, that he's living there.
Actually,
but of course,
they're
alleging that the town zoning official was sworn in on the stand at this court hearing. By the way, the video is up the Free Keen YouTube channel if you want to see it.
Okay.
The audio is not that great, but you can make most of it out. So they call up this town bureaucrat, the zoning ordinance guy, and he claims that he has observed Mike Sylvia stepping out of the door of his RV.
Okay.
He has seen that there's been smoke.
People do that. People who have RVs step out the doors of them.
Yeah. Whether they're living in them or not, they do step out the doors of them.
That's a claim.
They could be working in them or whatever. But either way, he also alleged that during the wintertime there were shovelings. There was evidence of shovelings that had happened, shoveling snow. And
people
also,
that go into garages that they own, shovel that.
They could, especially if they were working out of that garage or something like that. And he also alleged that there was, during the wintertime, smoke coming from a smokestack on the garage.
All right. So people who have garages sometimes heat those garages and go in those garages during the winter, sometimes heat those garages. All right.
And he further drew the conclusion that because Mike had his car parked there various different times throughout the year, that he is living on the property.
All right.
But regardless of the fact that Mike did not allow the building inspector to come in and inspect voluntarily, so they haven't actually inspected the property. They don't have any proof that the garage has been renovated, which they're alleging that it has. They don't have any proof that he's actually living on the property beyond the fact that, you know, there are the allegations that he appears to be there at times. But either way, it shouldn't matter
right.
what the facts are in the case.
That's kind of how I feel about this,
yeah.
is that if the man wishes to live in the garage or renovate
right.
the garage or whatever, the idea that the town should in any way, shape, or form have anything to say about it is really none of anyone's business. I mean, like, the town shouldn't have anything to say about it. It's not...
Right.
I say the
if
town,
there were freedom.
What I should say is the criminal gang operating yeah. as... The town, the people, the nosy men and women operating as the town of, what is it?
This town of Belmont.
Belmont, New Hampshire. But it could be any town anywhere.
Sure could. And the reason why this is newsworthy is because he's a state representative. They, you know, they may have published this about him if he weren't a state representative, but it certainly makes it more likely that the news media is going to show up and pay attention to this.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we know Mike, and so we're going to talk
As
about
being
it.
Liberty Rep of the Year,
yeah.
that means that people that support a more government intervention in everyone's lives
right.
consider him their enemy.
Correct. And he is. I mean, he's not a violent enemy. He's not a dangerous man, but he's a very smart guy and well-spoken, was, you know, successful. He's now retired, so thankfully he has plenty of time on his hands to handle court cases. He's handling his own case. He did not have an attorney present with him in court this week. I think it was Wednesday when the hearing was. And so we've got full video of that hearing. It's up right now on the Freekeen YouTube channel. I haven't put up the accompanying article yet because I'm still tweaking that just a little bit. But there's some other interesting facts in the case. So like I pointed out, to me it doesn't matter whether or not he's living in the garage. Let's say he's living in the garage during the winter, and let's say he's living in the RV during the summertime, for sake of argument.
All right.
So what? If it's his property... Then it's his business what he does on that property. Furthermore, under oath, this zoning bureaucrat, the guy from the town, testified that not only did he not receive a single complaint regarding Mike Sylvia's property from...
Okay, I was going to ask that question.
Yeah, from anybody because of his neighbors or anybody else in the town.
I looked this house up just
yeah.
to kind of to take a look at it on Google Maps and see who was around. And
right.
this is not the city, even by New Hampshire standards.
No, he's out in the woods.
Yeah, but that he is surrounded by trees.
Yeah.
There is a neighbor that's... you know, many trees away.
Stone's throw, maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Long
you
stone.
Could, you're
going to
be able
Long
to have
throw.
To whip a
yeah.
stone to do that. I mean, you could shoot the house if you could get through all the trees,
yeah.
I suppose, but yeah.
So, not only were there no complaints from
I mean,
anybody
his
else.
His neighbors aren't as far as the curvature
yeah.
of the earth, all right?
Gotcha. So, no neighbors complained here.
Yeah.
Not even anybody across town who might have been like a political enemy of Mike who just wanted to lodge a complaint. Nobody else except... For the town selectmen.
Oh, I see. The super citizens. Gotcha.
So the town selectmen, apparently, when this guy came on board, when this enforcer was hired, informed him that he ought to look at Mike Sylvia's house because they believe that he's
first
in
part
violation.
Of the job is to go after the people that, you know, the people that aren't politically connected with us.
Correct.
With the other side, the bad guys.
So that's what's going on here in this case.
So this is harassment of the color of law, the best I can tell.
Official oppression is another term for
right.
that.
He could illegally. Be doing he could be doing everything that they say,
yeah.
but the fact that they go after him... Because of who he is, and presumably that's the case here, then, well.
But, Mark, they are alleging. Now, I'm going to take the other side here. I'm going to take the statist side.
All right.
I'm going to become the prosecutor here for a moment.
You should use a fake German accent. It really works well.
We are alleging
this man
that he is pooping on the property.
Okay.
Like they're saying here, well, he didn't have a permit not only to occupy this garage or to have an RV and or live in the RV, but further, he doesn't have, to their knowledge, any kind of working septic system.
My dog doesn't have any working septic system either.
More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. If you're somebody who supports zoning, because that's where all this comes from, besides the whole, you know, fact the government and the state and all that exists, but the zoning laws are what are empowering them to do this. I say abolish them. Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about the awful concept of zoning laws, the idea that some group of bureaucrats, some group of strangers, politicians that you don't know get to tell you how you can live. And we're going to continue. Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, this program is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We want you to know about Bitcoin and, you know, where all this cryptocurrency craze started. Go to Bitcoin.com, get the history, get started with their Bitcoin Academy over there at Bitcoin.com. Or maybe you're not so new and you just want to get the latest news headlines in the world of Bitcoin and crypto. Just go to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find them there updated every single day. That's news.bitcoin.com. Lots of great features over there, and they're all, a lot of them are free. Go to Bitcoin.com. Get started. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here live Saturday nights. We're going back to your, or going to your phone calls and thoughts, but just to briefly recap, a friend of the show, longtime supporter actually, Mike Sylvia. It's the kind of guy who would, whenever we'd see him in real life, he'd slap some pieces of silver and, you know, $100 bill into our hands and say thank you for the work that we're doing. So he's one of our longest running supporters, and it's a real honor, to have him being the top Liberty rated rep in the New Hampshire State House by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Wow. What, I mean, just an amazing guy. Ironically, he serves on the Judiciary Committee, at the State House. And he found himself in court this week in Belknap County Courthouse going up against the group of people calling themselves the Town of Belmont in a lawsuit they filed against him to try to get him to pay them a bunch of money because he, they claim, is living in his garage or his RV on what he believes to be his property in this political geographic designation known as the Town of Belmont within this gang's territory.
I think that that is worth pointing out here is that the notion that anyone owns anything, any property in the United States, is fallacious because ownership is about control. And first off, the town, the county, the state, the feds, they claim a great deal of control over your property. You pick the government agency, whatever it might be. They'll tell you whether you can have the building, whether you can live in the building, whether the building is acceptable in which to live. Not to sell to somebody else who may not know that there's something wrong with it, but simply the ability for a grown adult person to inhabit a structure is somehow a problem. Now, if that structure's remained the same for since, 1712, then you can still live in it. But you can't build a structure like the one from 1712. That's a problem. And most importantly, if you don't pay their annual or biannual, in some cases quarterly rent, property tax, whatever, you can call it what you
They're
want.
They're going to come and toss you out
but
into
the streets. But it functions like rent.
Let's go to Carmen on the line in Michigan, especially when you hear from people if they agree with zoning ordinances. Can you defend the status quo? Because it's the status quo in most places to have these ordinances. Carmen, you're on Free Talk Live. You're listening to WCHT there in Escanaba.
Thank you. I've talked to you guys a few times before in the past.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm against zoning laws and rules, but what I would like to say is, first off, I love the Constitution, and there's three amendments that I just really love. They're my favorite. The first, the second, and the fourth amendment. And with this guy, I would say he has the right in the fourth amendment to be safe and secure in his home, his person, his papers, and his effects. All government officials take an oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution.
They sure do, but
they can be sued. They can be sued if they do not defend the Constitution.
Not very effectively, sadly. A lot of government bureaucrats have immunity to lawsuit based on, these immunity laws that have been passed to essentially make it so they can't be sued or held individually liable for what they do in a lot of ways.
They really hate the idea of liability.
Yeah, but I believe that under the situation where they break their oath of office, that doesn't apply to them then.
I think that's a fascinating, claim, and I like the idea. I certainly do. I don't The problem is that the not only is it government bureaucrats that want to search your house, but it's government bureaucrats that are going to sit in black muumuus and arbitrate the dispute between you and the usurpers.
Well, the Fourth Amendment goes on to say that they have to have warrants, and they have to name specifically what they're searching for. Either way it goes, if the government officials break their oath of office, in many cases, they can be sued. Some municipalities carry extra insurance for this purpose.
Well, they actually sued him in civil court in this case. So a criminal warrant obviously wouldn't, you know, be utilized in this particular circumstance. And they haven't searched his home. They haven't been able to get him to even meet with them. At one point in the hearing, which, again, the video is up at the Free Keen YouTube channel, at one point in the hearing, the Mike Silvio, who's the man that they're targeting, the state representative, he asks the town enforcement officer, who kept saying that he invited Mike to meet with him, he said, well, am I obligated to meet with you? And this, unfortunately, the state objected, the state attorney objected, and the judge actually ruled in Mike's favor on that particular objection, but then they just sort of moved on, and Mike didn't press to ask for the answer to that question. He could have gotten it, I think, at that point, because the judge had ruled in his favor on that, but he didn't press the question, and the judge didn't re-ask it.
Clearly, so he has no obligation.
No, he definitely doesn't have any obligation. It would have just been nice to have the bureaucrat admit that he had no obligation to meet him on the stand. But otherwise, it was a pretty interesting trial. So, Carmen, you're against zoning. I totally agree with you, and it's nice and refreshing whenever I hear about a town that actually doesn't have it. Are there some like that in Michigan where there's no zoning whatsoever?
Not that I know of. I would guess that any place that has corporation.
That are incorporated?
Maybe the places that are unincorporated may not have those things. I don't know.
You mean in Michigan. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I happen to know that Houston has no zoning laws. Now, recently, many people are screaming at their radios right now, but Houston flooded! and it did. I mean, you know, there's no doubt. But
so did New Orleans.
Miami floods regularly, and it has plenty of zoning.
Right.
Zoning isn't some kind of force field that keeps water from coming into your community. I mean, I get that it would be really nice to be able to, plan in the future for 100-year floods, but, there's no evidence that cities are really doing that, even when they have zoning.
Carmen, I want to thank you for the call and your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mike Silvia, the guy targeted by the town gang in Belmont, New Hampshire, also cited a couple interesting parts of the New Hampshire Constitution, the Bill of Rights, which I want to, share some of that here in a moment because I think it's also relevant, because he didn't just come at this from the, well, you don't have any evidence, facts of the case standpoint. He also came at this from, hey, hello, Constitution, this thing over here that you guys claim is your supreme law.
Yeah, they don't pay attention to that.
Well, here's what it actually says about, the right to have property. We'll get into that coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Can you defend zoning? I want to hear from you.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is looking into the allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh that have been made by a former classmate at Yale. Her attorney says the FBI wants to talk to her. Deborah Ramirez says she will cooperate, answering questions about her claims that Kavanaugh exposed himself.
That's an interesting development.
Former FBI Assistant Director Ron Husko.
If the FBI gets some detail from Ms. Ramirez, some additional information from her, like other people who were present, had knowledge of, who she might have spoken with immediately after the alleged event.
They're having questions about whether the new investigation would include claims made by women other than Christine Blasey Ford. Kavanaugh denies the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, somebody out there within the sound of our voices tonight is a fan of the idea of zoning. And I'm inviting you to call in, pick up the phones. Believe it or not, there's a bunch of open lines. We've got room for you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I want somebody to explain to me why this idea of zoning is necessary or good. 855-450-3733. And also you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in lines. If you want an upgrade to your call quality, just go to discord.lrn.fm. Grab the Discord app, get that set up, and you will. Once you join those call-in lines, we'll join you there, and you'll sound great. By the way, I want you to know about LibertyStickers.com, because if you don't care about zoning, if you think it's a terrible idea, if you love freedom, then you'll love some of the great bumper stickers available at LibertyStickers.com. They've got a huge selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages that you can plaster on the back of your car or your RV or whatever it is that you got. LibertyStickers.com.
Now, why would somebody who supports zoning call in when they could just ring up their local official, skulk in the shadows,
and snitch you out,
and get what they want without ever having to pop their head up and say anything? Because really, if you have a problem with what somebody's doing somewhere, the first thing to do is to talk to them about it.
Well, that would be a neighborly thing to do, wouldn't it? and exactly what would the problem be? Like, what kind of a person do you have to be to have a problem with your neighbor living in an RV on their property?
Well, in that case, you're talking specifically about an RV. I mean,
or living in their garage on their
property. Lots of people call zoning things about stuff that, you know, I mean, I think are better disputes than somebody choosing to live in a structure on their property that may not have an occupancy permit.
Look, I don't care what kind of stuff you got on your property. I don't care if you got a washer and dryer in the front lawn, three cars parked on the grass.
Sure.
I don't care. It's not my property. It's not my business. The neighbors, I've heard some people complain because we got couches on the front porch here at the LRN.FM studios. But I don't care what's on the front porch of my neighbor's property. They've had a bunch of stuff out, and they had a garage sale a week ago, and they've just had stuff in the front lawn the whole time. I don't give a damn. Whatever, it's your lawn, man. Do what you want. Let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And you don't have to call in if you just want to defend zoning. You can call in. Maybe you've had a zoning nightmare story you want to tell us. You're certainly welcome to, you know, do that too. But, you know, my challenge is out there for people that actually like zoning. They think it's a good idea. Those people do exist, but I tend to agree with you, Mark, that probably aren't going to call and actually defend this status quo because they got it. They got their way in most places.
That's how it is, generally.
John, you're on the air listening in Dover to WDOV in Delaware. Hello, John.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey. Yeah, about the zoning issue, I originally told the screener I was going to get into a story about how I was fishing over here in this housing development, and the homeowners association is anti-fishing, I guess. And, you know, we had the cops called on us. But then I was thinking while I was on hold, I got one better. I got a friend that's in the construction business, and a few years back, he had bought a couple of houses. They were fixer-uppers down in a town called Milton, closer to the beach.
Okay.
Well, this is an up-and-coming area because it's close to the beach and all that good stuff. So the property value has gone up, and the whole neighborhood around the three houses, you know, they fixed it up. So anyhow, the mayor of this town actually owns a house directly across the street from the three lots that he owns.
That's always an issue.
Well, he's had it out for my friend ever since he's bought these houses. This mayor's a maniac.
Hmm.
He went as far as to have his maintenance guys bury a bunch of, I don't know if you guys know anything about construction. There's material called AZAC. It's used for trim. It's really expensive. And, you know, he was only working on these houses as a side project. The mayor went ahead and had his maintenance guys take a bulldozer and literally bury all the material that was in the side of the yard.
What?
If you want to go ahead and believe a story like that.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, I do believe it. These people are power sick individuals. I mean, they may just be a mayor of some crappy little town somewhere, but for them, that's their
little
kingdom.
You know? So he was in the midst of sort of a weekend construction project, and you know, taking many weekends. And
it's been a couple years, but it's his property, and he could take as long as he wants to work on those houses. This guy has no right to do any damage, especially to some other guy's project, man. It's
absolutely
unbelievable.
Well, that's because you actually believe in property. Right. I mean, you actually appear to believe in property rights, and as I think most sane people,
the mayor doesn't.
Do.
He gets to enact power over people's property all the time.
Right. Now, there was one thing
the
you mentioned at the beginning.
People that don't believe in property rights are maniacs that have a mental disorder that want to tell other people how to do their own thing. It's ridiculous, man.
Further, they believe they've been elected to do just that, that they've been elected by their fellow busybodies and put in this position of power so they can tell people what to do, and it is a sickness. I do agree with you.
In many
you.
Cases, on the local 100%. Level, no one else would take the job, but they still feel like it's their mission, their mandate, their call from God to it's bury sick. People's trim.
Hey, John, I did want to address one aspect of your call in the very beginning. You mentioned a homeowners association. That's a little different than what we're talking about with homeowners associations,
sure.
Because in that case, you are talking about a private organization that people are, you know, essentially agreeing to come into when they move into that particular neighborhood.
They sign on for it. You're right. They do.
And that doesn't mean that I agree with homeowners associations. I want nothing to do with them. As far as I'm concerned, that's just
never.
Another.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There's enough government already. Imagine being a government inside a government. That's what those are, my man.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. John, thank you for the call tonight.
Double
I appreciate
government
it.
For you, bud.
Exactly. Thank you for the call. And then that's why you have what they call neighborhood Nazis in these little... Again, it's their little fiefdom. They get to set a bunch of rules, like, you know, how high your grass is allowed to be, or what kind of bushes you're allowed to have, what color paint the, you know, the houses are allowed to be. I mean, it just never ends with these people. So if that's the kind of world you want to live in, that world exists. Go move into your little gated neighborhood with your, you know, your guards or whatever it is that you have and all your little requirements about how. I remember one place, one of the most memorable times when these things became a reality for me was I was just simply parked out in front of a friend's house visiting briefly that friend down in Florida. And he was
when
in,
you say briefly?
Huh?
An hour?
Yeah, probably less than, I would say less than an hour.
Okay.
Maybe like a half an hour or something
all right.
like that. But it was after a certain time of day. And apparently there's a no trucks in the driveway rule in this particular neighborhood. So I came out and there was a damn ticket on my car from whatever private enforcement group they had there.
Did you have to pay it?
No, it was a warning.
Okay.
Right? Like, yep, you're in violation of the Homeowners Association. You better shape up, mister, or else. Right? Then the... There'll probably be some sort of an assessment, some sort of, I don't know how that works with
sure. well,
homeowners associations.
If they've got you living there and yeah. you've agreed to a homeowners association yeah. thing, then that your friend, not you, will be on the hook.
Correct. Correct. But it was just one example of the myriad of stupid, you know, rules, because somebody doesn't want to see trucks parked out in front of houses.
So when you say it's a truck, was
a
it
pickup
like,
truck.
A pickup truck.
Yeah.
Was it a big
nope.
pickup truck or a little
Toyota? Pickup truck.
So,
yeah. I'm telling you, man.
One of those ordinary little pickup trucks.
Yeah, as ordinary as it can get. There wasn't a, you know, work
this
train
wasn't a,
coming out of it or something.
This wasn't a Tundra-sized pickup truck. This was a
Not even
Tacoma
a Tundra.
Size.
Yeah, Tacoma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a,
as I'm telling you, it was so funny.
I think I remember the truck.
Yeah,
so this isn't
yeah.
even when you're thinking about the new Tacomas. Those are kind of big. This is the small, old.
This is 1998.
Yeah, Ford Explorer kind of thing.
Tacoma, little
Explorer
little pickup.
Be, I don't know.
Just a standard Toyota pickup,
yeah,
man.
Just a little pickup.
That's it.
Man, that's crazy.
So
doesn't even have a V8.
Nope. It's just somebody decided they didn't want to see trucks out in the neighborhood after 6 p.m.
This isn't even a truck. This is the shape of a car.
You know, like, all right. Just a car with a bed on the
car,
back. Right?
Yeah.
The toll-free number here, a little four-banger, right? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's petty zoning, targeting, we can talk about stupid homeowners association rules, too, because, again, that's the same crap. It's just a little bit more concentrated in a smaller area. But you get to consent to the homeowners associations, whereas with the government, they shove it down your throat, whether you like it or not. And pretty much anywhere you go, these bureaucrats are going to be there. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. We're talking about zoning, one of the worst violations of the idea of property rights. That happens here in the United States, and it happens on a regular basis. And most of the victims of zoning are completely unsung. They're people who just get a threatening notice, either delivered to them on their door or via certified mail or something like that, to their home, threatening them to say, well, we believe such and such and such and such about your property, and it doesn't conform with blah, 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 this ordinance. So therefore, here's hundreds of dollars a day in fines until you correct the so-called problem to which you never agreed to follow their rules in the first place. We can continue here. The toll-free number if you want to join us and share your thoughts. And somebody is on the line who claims they are a zoning believer. So I'm going to that call first here, but I want to give out the number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You need the Discord app, so grab that at discordapp.com. And it's available for your smartphone or your laptop, desktop computer, pretty much whatever device you want to put it on. And then you connect to our Discord server. There's a bunch of cool chat rooms in there. There's one about Free Talk Live that's pretty busy usually when we're on the air. But there's others about, let's say, cryptocurrency and gaming and other topics. So jump on into the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm once you get the app and get your username created. That's discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We've got Rod. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Rod, it says here you believe in zoning. Go ahead.
Yes, I certainly do.
Why?
Could I get a clarification on what you mean by property rights? You're allowed to do anything you want. If you own a piece of property, you're allowed to do whatever you want, and that's what you would like the entire United States to be like.
Oh, I don't care about the whole United States. I'm more concerned with where I live. But, yeah, I think that ideally for people who believe in freedom and people who believe in property, because you have to have, you know, property in order to basically have freedom, because you, you know, on your property should be free to do the things you want to do so long as you're not infringing on the rights of another property owner or another individual.
Okay. Therein goes the infringing. Let's say you bought yourself a very nice piece of property on the lakefront, or on the ocean front. Who cares?
Okay.
Hey, you paid a considerable amount of money for it. You built yourself a very nice home.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden somebody buys the property next to you, and they put a rendering plant in there. And on the other,
I knew this was coming, man.
It's always the pig, pig farm. So, for one, I'm a pig farmer. And I got some general idea of what that's like. Now, I recently stopped doing that, bought another property, and moved over there.
Which happens to be on a lake.
Yeah. So I can tell you that the property on the lakes costs significantly more than the property in the woods that, you know, with a little bit of clearing for pigs. As a matter of fact, you don't even really need a clearing. You could just hang pig wire on trees.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that.
Okay, so economics tends to dictate that there won't be a rendering plant next to the.
Let's say it's not even an expensive piece of property. You bought a piece of property out in the wilderness on a lake, and it's inexpensive. You know.
All right.
But you want some. The same thing could happen, or somebody.
So there's a nice highway going to this where you can take a large semi full of pigs, pig carcasses to render?
Pig carcasses or pigs.
You said
I said a rendering plant.
Okay.
But it could be anything.
Horses, right?
What if somebody moved in next door to you and didn't believe in connecting up to a sewer system or even connecting up to a septic system? They just dump their sewage on their property.
Yep. So let's address that. So first off, anything that goes outside of your property is now the problem of your neighbors, right? So if odor is going outside of your property, little particles of whatever it is that you've dumped are now wafting through the air. So you have to address that, right? So you can't stand on your property line next to your neighbor's window and play a tuba. Mm-hmm. At 3 o'clock in the morning, because the sound is going out and striking their eardrums.
Right. So you've got a property rights violation. You've got a tort. Oh. You've got a civil lawsuit
so
in that particular case.
So
you don't need zoning to solve this problem.
Right, that's a tort.
So you buy your property and you've got your children, and all of a sudden next door to you they open a strip bar.
All right, here's what you do, buddy. If you're so damn paranoid about what your neighbors are going to do, you buy a property in a neighborhood that has a homeowners association. Safely located in...
Well, that's zoning.
There you go, buddy. That's private property. That's where people come together to decide on a set of rules voluntarily.
100% of them came together at one point.
Okay. Right.
Zoning is different than that. Zoning is a set of rules...
Zoning is a different thing.
It's a set of rules that are forced down everybody's throat within a particular geographic area that is...
By bureaucrats that were not even elected. They were appointed by elected people. And
so they zone it? They zone it for single property construction, multiple...
They have all kinds of designations.
Oh, yeah, they do all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Commercial.
Yeah.
As though they know.
You don't think
as though these bureaucrats know. No, not at all. Because who are these people?
Yeah,
do they think they are?
My last house, I bought a piece of property that was zoned commercial, and I built a house on it. My God, are you telling me that the central planners didn't know what the best thing was to put on the property? Or that I somehow messed things up?
There are abuses in every system, but by and large, the zoning system, which is all part of the city planning system,
it's all a bunch of crap. The city planning system's a bunch of BS that's foisted upon us by a bunch of hoity-toity college-educated people who believe they know best how things should be organized. And I'm telling you, they don't have
college degrees, but you've got to show me some evidence that cities like Houston are somehow worse than cities like Los Angeles or...
have you ever been stuck in traffic? There's your city planners in action.
I've been stuck in a lot of traffic. I've lived in California.
Guess who created that? Your city planners.
Oh, my God.
Your brilliant bureaucrats that know best how everything should be organized. Look, the reality is, if you let the marketplace work on its own, like they have for the most part in Houston, which you're talking about there, Mark, then everything self-organizes. It's really amazing.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't self-work.
Explain that.
If anybody believes that the zoning system or the governmental system on the city or state or federal level isn't fraught with problems, they're wrong. It's fraught with problems, of course.
The problem is that it exists in the first place.
And people abuse it.
No, the entire concept is an abuse of property rights. If there's a group of strangers out there telling you you can't do something on property you own, that's evidence you don't actually own the property, isn't it?
If the
what did you do for it? Are you working? Are you retired?
I work. I own a business, mm-hmm. and I'm retired.
Yeah, so you never worked for the government?
Yes, I did work for the government.
What did you do for them?
I was an engineer.
Okay. So you were a government bureaucrat. Not a surprise you support the very system that paid your paychecks.
No.
Not a surprise.
No, I'm also a businessman that has to fight some of the BS that...
Well, you created it, buddy, by working for them, by giving them legitimacy.
Well, you say that there are abuses all over the place, and I concur with you. And I get why people want to see a certain amount of control. But isn't... And you say that this abuse is wrought with abuse. I mean, the terminology you use is pervasive. You use the term rot. It's all over the place. If we have
it's
a system
at all levels, yes.
That it's on all levels and pervasive. If we have a system that has abuse that's that invasive, that is wrought with abuse, should it not be destroyed and then you can try something new?
No, it should be cleaned up.
But good luck. You've got what it looks like cleaned up. We've hired the best bureaucrats, people like you. We've hired them to go in and make this better, and they can't. Now, I'm not saying these people are evil. These people are very likely as good as you and I.
Are there lousy government workers? Obviously there are. There was lots of them around me.
Let
him give his answer, please.
The politicians, of course, they're rotten, but you do have good ones, too.
Yeah, they're good call politicians.
The zoning system in itself is a good idea. It protects people from other people. Just because you own a piece of property doesn't mean, and you were talking
about, protect people.
As long as it doesn't
infringe. It doesn't protect me from the bureaucrats, though. That's the problem. Is that if some bureaucrat comes on my property and says, this new pickup truck you bought, you can't park it in your driveway, then, what am I supposed to do? I didn't know that rule, but they said it was true. Well, they're not going to have to pay to go to court. I am.
Yeah.
They just, I'm just enforcing the rules.
Rod, I'm glad you called in. I was surprised that actually did call to defend zoning, which is just an awful violation of people's rights. Thank you for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-453. We got another hour coming up here, hour two next. It is Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.